program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Let's think a little bit about the subject of hell today. What an awful subject. Even as heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, hell is a prepared place for an unprepared people. What an awful thing to think about. We would like to think a little bit, however, about that other place today, that place that is the counterpart of heaven. Some would try to take the sting out of this in reference to hell by quoting a scripture in Matthew 10:28, where it is said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And they seize upon that word destroy, and they say that man will be destroyed, and that's the end of him. But we find that it is called everlasting fire, and there are other scriptures to be taken into consideration. I know our Lord in Mark 1:24, when he was at a synagogue, had a man who was there with an unclean spirit cry out to him, and the demons cried out in verse 24, saying, "Let us alone," Mark 1:24, "let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." All right, the demon says, "Have you come to destroy us?" Now, there's interesting scripture in Matthew 9, where some demons cried out to Jesus over in the land of the Gadarenes, the demonic men who lived in the tombs. And listen in Matthew 8:29. Here's what they said. "And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" One place the demon says, "Have you come to destroy us?" Another place they say, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" All right, this word destroy in the scriptures, as it talks about destroying body and soul in hell, does not necessarily mean to be extinct. It does not mean annihilation, but it rather means ruin or loss, not of being, but of well-being. Because it says here, as we read, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" In Matthew 25:41, it says, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." This place is prepared for his devil, or the devil rather, and his angels, and those who serve him will be there, human beings, and they are told to depart and go where the devil is. There's another scripture that sort of makes this not very comforting to those who think that they're going to be annihilated and that's all there is to hell. In Revelation 20:10, listen to these words. "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." All right, like the demons cried out to Jesus there in Matthew 8:29, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" And as Jesus said in Matthew 25:41, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting punishment, prepared for the devil and his angels." And as we read in Revelation 20:10, "and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Well, this is not very comforting, but sin is an awful thing, and hell is a prepared place for an unprepared people, even as heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Our Lord said in Mark 9, in fact, our Lord said more about hell than any person in the scriptures, any other person. In Mark 9, the Lord speaks here about your hand offending you, your foot, your eye. And he says, here he talks about into the fire that shall never be quenched. It's better that we get rid of our source of temptation and sin. And he says, "Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Well, it sounds to me like hell is more than annihilation. It is punishment, and it sounds like it's forever. Let us depart that place. Thank you for listening.